What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva in Company. Now, tonight I have a very special guest. Matter of fact, she's a returning guest for my Thriving Thursdays. She is Miss K. Mel Lorraine. I like to say Lorraine because she's so proper. But anyways, she's an artist located out in Atlanta, Georgia, and she's by way of Baltimore, Maryland. And it's just a good thing to have her on the show because her music is about helping women to overcome mental illnesses and mental breakdowns when it comes to relationships, you know, just getting them back on the right path. So I'm very appreciative and very thankful to have her on the show tonight. So you guys stay tuned for more Virtuous Diva and Company. Peace out. No control. I do apologize. I'm calling the wrong number. I'm sitting here looking at the number, but I got the 9 and the 6 mixed up. I was dialing 469. I was like, why is she not picking up? I just called her. I just talked to her.
I was like, she said she called me, and then I said that I'm almost home. And then I was like, hold on, how can I call her back? I'm looking at my phone, and there's, like, nothing there.
I told you today was ass backwards. It was just ass backwards. I ain't nothing we can do about that. You ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, perfect. What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Virtuous Diva and Company. And when I say today was kind of ass backwards, it's been ass backwards, but it's going to go according to the plan. So we're not going to give up thus far. But I have a beautiful guest on the show tonight. One of a returning guest, might I ask, and I'm so excited about it. Miss Camille. I would like to say Lauren. So I know she's like, why you gotta say my name like that? What's up with that? But she is here to talk about her new music, her EP, which I was a little slow and retarded on what is an EP because, you know, people just like to put abbreviation instead of saying extended play. But that's my fault because I should be up on game. So I apologize, Miss Camille. So, yeah. But I am thrilled to know that you are moving forward and doing a great work. I did see you on YouTube. I didn't know you had a YouTube channel. So I have been so geeked to have watched some of your some of your shows. So it's been really a tremendous treat when I need a laugh. So I really appreciate it. So what's going on with your girlfriend?
Hey, so it's K to the H to the Camille.
Yay.
And I've had a pretty good day. My creative director is in town currently because we are shooting my music video for What Do I Do on Monday, which is tomorrow.
Hey, hey.
And I'm really excited about that. So she's never been to Atlanta before. This is her first time. And we went to Phoenix and Dragon, which is a crystal Ooh. Shop. We went there today. And we also went and saw some Christmas lights. So it was a really fun
Aww.
Day.
Oh, that sounds so sweet. Now, where is your friend? She's from where?
She's from Baltimore.
Okay.
From.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That's what's up. So you're putting out work, and you're getting ready to shoot a video for the song that's getting ready to come out, right?
I'm shooting a video for the single that is already out from the EP.
Okay.
So extended. The song that we talked about before, What Do I Do?
Yes.
That's my single for the EP, so the rest of the songs will kind of go along with it. And my EP is called Love Plays, so it will go along with that theme. Yeah.
Now, tell us about Love Plays, because I know the first song is about a person getting over a relationship. So how does this one go?
So Love Plays is not actually a title of a song, but it's actually the title of the EP. So the EP, Extended Play, is like, it's not as long as an album would be,
okay.
but it would be a couple more songs.
Okay.
So that's why it's going to play, because it will go along with your single.
You helping me out, Camille, because I didn't know. I just didn't know, you know, and I apologize for not knowing.
No, it's fine.
Okay, so.
So, I mean, I guess I thought about putting a song when they're called Love Plays, but I changed my mind. So there isn't a song when they're called Love Plays.
Well, I would figure that you would have a song about Love Plays, because it sounds to me that that needs to either be a song, like or intro conversation into a song.
I have an intro.
Okay.
I have an intro my intro to the EP, so I haven't even dropped the track list yet, but I will tell you what my track list is. So, my intro to my EP is called Delusional.
Okay.
And there is a poem within the song.
Okay.
And I do mention love plays. So, my idea of love plays is that the plays have a V at the end instead of S. Because I like to just throw my little flavor on things with that. Like when I say Ola Dolls and I put a V at the end. But love playing is because love is a game. Whether you want to play it or not.
Yeah.
So, that's how I view love. I don't actually want to play games as it pertains to love, but I feel like you do no matter what. I have a friend that I grew up with, and I won't sell him out because I know how guys are about code, but the guy that I grew up with, he's taught me a lot about how men work or how the masculine energy is and how they play games, and we call this the game. So there are rules that he would give me, and it might be something as simple as I'm not going to text back. I'm not going to not text back at all, but I'm not going to text back fast. I'm going to take my time, and that's the only one I'm going to give, because I don't want to give all the chicks out, you know. But that's something you do, ladies. That's something that you do, because if you show that you're, you know, overly interested with some types of guys, I won't say every guy, because the guy that's meant for you, the guy that's meant for you.
Absolutely.
But certain types of guys you do have to play a game with, and if you show that you're too interested, then they lose interest because they like to chase. But that's a certain type of guy who likes to chase a woman, and, you know, they don't want to feel like you're chasing them.
Right.
So that's something that I learned, and it's something that I've seen work. That at some point, I talked to about four guys at once, and I remember actually having a conversation with my mom and saying to her, like, I don't think I should talk to, like, more than one person. And she pretty much said, you're not involved, you're not actually dating or involved intimately with four different people.
Right.
But you're friends with four different guys. Don't you have a lot of guy friends in general? And I'm like, yeah. And she says the same thing. The difference is that you like them. And the major difference would be whoever you actually really like, so you can figure it out. But I remember listening to the tips that the friend I grew up with, him telling me, like, what to do with the text message, and I saw how it worked, you know, how it seemed like they would be more interested. And I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why am I doing this? I don't want to do this. I feel like it's silly. I just want to be me and have fun. But it's like sometimes when I'm just, I wouldn't say just being myself, but sometimes when I'm just going with the flow, then you don't get the results you want every time. So if you go with the flow and you don't say what you, if you just are like, yeah, I want to hang out, whatever, instead of I'm looking to be in a relationship, then you'll be caught in the what if, or you'll be caught in so many different scenarios. And maybe what me and you mentioned the last time when I told you about situationships, something like that. And it's funny because actually ever since that interview, a lot of people were like, situationships, wow, I'm going to use that word, like, the people in my family. I was like, yeah, like, I learned that in college, but situationships are not what you want to be in, because it's kind of being stuck in a rut.
You better believe it. You know, and it's funny that you say that, because, you know, I was in a situationship, and I'm finna put this person on. No, I'm not. No, I just, you know, you don't even realize. Yeah, but you don't even realize how vulnerable you are. You know, you be going through, it may be that time of the month, or you may just be tripping out and, you know, a little confused about some things or getting lonely. And then you end up in a situationship. It's just, that's just how it go, you know. But that's when you got to check yourself. Like, look now. Look, we're not doing this, you know. And I think for me, you know, I think, you know, because people are like, oh, Valencia, are you going to, do you ever want to get married again or get in a relationship? I was like, you know what? I think I like my single life. I like this singleness, you know. And, you know, that alleviates me having to go back and forth with somebody, even with the text situation. You know, because I tried online dating. I tried to get out there and date and things like that. I said, you know what? When it's for me, I'll know. But if I feel like if I'm trying to force it or put too much into it, it never works out like that, you know. And I just have to be, you know, I think as women, we have to be very careful and not so vulnerable to the point where we're like, here we go again. Because you can tell, the older you get, you can tell when you're being played, or you can tell when a guy's into you. You could just tell after a while. And if you're smart and you had a daddy raising you, you definitely know. Or you had that uncle, that crazy uncle, was like, look, sis, let me hip you to the game real quick. You know, or you had a big sister. You know, somebody was there schooling you and teaching you. But if you're just a, you know, regular juggler like myself, you could definitely get caught up in the way of, you know. And I think that's very important that we stay, you know, stay focused on like, okay, you know, maybe I'm not ready for this. You know, because there's nothing worse than heartbreak, especially around the damn holidays. Oh, heavens. Oh, heaven. Yeah. It's crazy, you know. So
and I would say to your point.
Go ahead. Sorry. No, go ahead, love.
I was going to say to your point about having, like, a male figure in your life to educate you. Mm-hmm. I already told you about my friend that I grew up with, but then seeing my dad as an example, like, I've seen my dad as a single man. I've seen him as a man who has a girlfriend. I've seen him as a man who's engaged. I've seen him married. So I've seen him in different phases. Mm-hmm. So I was able to see how he was and how he treated women or how situations were firsthand. Mm. And maybe not totally firsthand because I was a kid and he got married when I was 13. But I was able to see enough to understand some things and then ask him questions as I became an adult. I know the situation, my dad said, hey, stop, you know, just be his friend and that's it. Like, don't have any relations with him. Stop liking him. I mean, he wasn't saying, oh, you can't like who you want to like. But when I kept telling him different things, he was like, no, this isn't something you want to, you know, be involved in. When he told me to still be friends, I didn't understand that he meant just be friends, even though that's what he was saying. So it's like by me missing that detail, I stayed friends with that guy longer than I needed. Mm. But then I eventually found out how deceitful he was and everything. And that's why the first track is called Delusional. Mm. And it's actually inspired by that guy because I found out, I don't know if I mentioned this before, but I found out last December that he had been making up stories about me and not really trying to act like, you know, he was only dealing with me because I made him, and calling me crazy or delusional. Mm. So one of the lyrics is, you know, how is it that I'm the delusional one when you were the one with all the lies and the games you played? Mm-hmm. That part of the delusional interlude. So that's what that song is about.
Wow.
Just me feeling like I needed to, that was the spark of this project, and that even came before the single. Like the single, when I released that had nothing to do with that guy. That was about, you know, two other guys. But me even wanting to create a project called Love Plays came from that situationship. It stemmed from that, and then last December when he graduated from college, I was in town and I was around because I'm from Baltimore, but I moved to Atlanta last year. So I go to Baltimore sometimes to visit my friends and family, and my sister was actually not my biological sister, but someone who I've always considered a blood sister of mine. She graduated last December, and it was the same day he did, and I remember saying, wow, like, I should be there supporting him. But right before graduation, a podcast came out when he was talking about in college all he's done is play games with women, and I'm like, 3 years of my life I was dealing with him, so that meant he was playing a game with me.
Mm.
And to hear him say that on a podcast, and then after that find out about all the things that he said about me and other people involved and all the lies and deceit, I was like, I feel like my story needs to be heard.
Mm. Wow. And that's great. It's a great thing that you have a outlet and you know, somewhere to, you know, not to be able to hold all that in, because sometimes we don't get a chance to, you know, voice our opinion, or the person doesn't want to hear what we have to say, or they're in denial that, you know, it was about you, you know. And it's great that you turned this to music. I think it's a wonderful platform for you. And I'm, you know, I definitely hope that, you know, when everything comes out and plays out, you know, someone will definitely hear this song and it'll touch them. You know, because some, like I said, breakups are hard. Relationships can be very hard. And sometimes we're not for sure. And it may be the other person. It might even be you. It's just the other person that has the problem, you know. Sometimes we look at ourselves and thinking that, oh, well, maybe I wasn't this or maybe I wasn't that. But I'm thinking like, well, all along it was that person. You know, now if I cheated on you or did something that you didn't like and you didn't want to deal with me, that's cool. But I'm not for sure why people like to get into relationships to play game, because, you know, whatever is in the dark definitely comes to the light. You know, it's not like you can just play a woman and she's not going to find out, or, you know, vice versa. And, you know, even with being hurt and dealing with a lot of things, you look at yourself, you say, you know what? That was one time, you know. Okay, that's two. It cannot be a three, you know. And even though we try to hold ourselves to that, you know, we still want to be able to date and get out here and meet people. You know, I think we have to be very careful on, you know, what we give, you know, and what we, you know, what we have to give, you know, what we put on the table, because not everybody deserves all of us. You know, and that's the game. Not everybody deserves every bit of us. You know, if you're willing to get to know me, I need to see your actions. If you really, really like me, I need to see your actions. I need to see what it is that you know, what you like about me, you know, vice versa. But I think when it comes to playing the game, you know, it's a two-way street. You know, and I think within the first 30 days or 90 days when dealing with a person, you kind of know whether you're going to fool with them or not, or whether, you know, the relationship is going to go any further. And that's true. But I don't think it's fair to go from one relationship to the next. You got to give yourself enough time to build and to be, you know, perfect you. You know, love without war is definitely a game, you know, but you have to play that game for yourself, to yourself, to say, you know what, this is what I want, this is what I really deserve, you know. And I think, you know, as you continue to perfect your music, you know, it'll definitely, you know, get to that point where you're saying like, you know what, this is for somebody, you know. And you know that your music is always for somebody, but this gets you to the point, say, you know what, wow, I'm glad I got over that hump. I'm glad that I'm not in that situation anymore. And that goes for people that are married too. You know, like I said, relationships can be tough. You know, I'm not one to sit here and say they're easy. But if the person is willing to take out that time to be decent, yeah. But, you know, y'all still young out here, you know. Yeah, it's all about, you know, it's a different game out here now. You know, everybody's like on different stuff, you know. And I think, you know, yeah, you have to be careful.
And with the marriage part, although I'm not married yet, yeah, I am still young. So, you know, I gotta tell myself that. No, I've talked to me and my friend Melanie, or her. She actually is a singer. I am Famous Monet. Her and I have talked about the fact that we are still young, so, like, it's okay, like, not being in a relationship or not being ready to have, like, kids and all of that, like, because we can still have freedom to do whatever we want to do and to focus on our careers, and not saying that you can't be married and have kids and go after your dreams and goals, right. But you'll have more obstacles, you won't have more hurdles. So with that being said, I do know, although I'm not married, that unconditional love, that's a major key.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a major key, because people whose marriages have lasted very long, they've gone through a lot of things, and it's all about what you're willing to accept or work out, you're not supposed to tolerate disrespect or someone doing wrong by you, but if there are manageable things that you can work on, mm-hmm. then you should try to fix your relationships.
Yeah, but I feel like when you're young, that's the time to play the game. That's the time to learn. You know, like learn all you can, you know, because that's why the boy is around, so you can, you know, pay attention to some of the stuff he's doing. But, you know, like I said, if it's not what you want, if it's not something that you don't think you need at this given moment, like work on you, you know, be the best you know how to be. And, you know, like I said, so cool. It's okay to date, but don't fall in love just yet. Don't get so infatuated with that person you feel like you can't live out of, because then you end up making you sick. You end up getting you out of tune and out of spirit and out of alignment. And then now you don't have any balance because you done gave everything away. You know, you put yourself in a situation, and sometimes we're so busy trying to blame the other person. And really, we should be blaming ourselves. We really should be blaming ourselves at times. But don't blame yourself to the point where you can't pick yourself back up and get back on. You know, like, you know what? Let me get me together. You know, because we can get tied up in a relationship. And at a young age, I've seen young girls at a young age, like I could be walking here in New York and a guy could be talking to a girl. I mean, talking to her bad. And I'll turn around and look like, you's a fool. You are a fool. You going to sit there and let him talk to you like that? Not today. Not this day, you know. And I'm just finding crazy because I'm thinking like, well, what household did you grow up in that made this okay? You know, did you get it from your mom or your auntie, or did you, you know, see your friend's mom going through this and you figured that that's okay? Like, women need to regain their strength back. You know, God.
And like you said, everybody grows up differently. Mm-hmm. So that's why I guess certain people allow certain things. But the way I grew up is that I got to stand my ground.
Yeah.
So nobody's going to talk to me any kind of way. And mm-hmm. I had to deal with that a couple of times this week.
What?
With men, and it was in a professional setting. Both were supposed to be professional settings, but I don't tolerate that.
Yeah.
You respect me, I respect you. I was told, like, this one man this week, and I'm not gonna say who he is because I'm not about to blow his spot up. But I'm not about to.
Because we can put you on blast, brother.
But no, I'm saying he would probably be excited that he's mentioned on something, on an opportunity. So I don't like doing stuff like that
because right.
It feeds into people's egos mm-hmm. sometimes. But, you know, he said to me, I'm an alpha male, and I'm not going to let any person, any woman talk to me the way you did. And the thing is, he was talking to me crazy. And I'm gonna give you the energy you're giving me.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, no, I'm not allowing that. I'm not accepting that. You will not talk to me like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't talking to you like that, but now I am.
Yeah.
So you're talking about your alpha male, but I'm pretty sure there alpha males and alpha females can exist, or alpha women can exist.
I think about that too, because, you know, sometimes it's good to give, you know, you want to have a word for somebody, especially when they, you know, they're coming for you. But sometimes it's good just to be like, wow, you know, and just let them think they had it. Because, you know, somebody said something to me this week, like literally this week, and I hadn't talked to this person in a long time. And this person made a comment to me, and I wanted to, inside of my gut, I was like, wow, oh, that was a hard hit. You know, it's like almost like somebody punched me in the stomach. And I was like, now I could blow on her. I could cuss her out. I could go toe for toe for her. But then as me and my friend girl talked the other day, she says, V, you got to preserve your energy. You know, like you got to keep your energy to yourself, because there's going to be plenty of times people are going to say derogatory things, step in your space, get on your nerves, do this, do that. But if you're wanting to be in, you know, preserve this type of character of yourself, You sometimes you gotta let bygones be bygones. It's sometimes it's best not to say nothing. Yeah, the person may think they won, but at the end of the day, they didn't. And even, like I said, I could have went off on this lady. I just end up just like switching the subject. I try to just be calm, cool, and collective. But I said, Lord, sometimes people just need to get it. You know, just want to give it to them. You know, but it can be hard.
I totally agree, because that's the way especially my father, has always taught me, mm-hmm. you know, you got to pick and choose your battle.
Yeah.
You can't sit here, like, if you have to be professional, you have to work with people you don't like, that's just what you have to do sometimes. So I get doing what you have to do and all of that, but in certain instances, when people take things too far, you do have to speak up for yourself.
Because they'll try you. They'll try you. Yeah. Sometimes they're trying to pull some things out of you. But I think it's good at the end of the day to reflect. You know, take the time to reflect to say, you know what? What could I have done better? Or what could I have said? Or what could I have done that may prepare me just in case this ish happen again? I ain't going to cuss today. But just in case this stuff don't happen, you know, if it happens again, you know, how can I be better prepared? You know, because I know in the music industry, it's not always easy. There's some dogs out there. You know, there's some sharks out there. And, you know, and believe me, I've seen the best of it and I've seen the worst of it. But, you know, you definitely got to prepare yourself for what's ahead, you know. And I think that's for everybody, whether in a relationship, work relationship, you know, friendship, situationship, you know. You know, it's almost like, but I think sometimes they need to have this as a course, you know, like in school, you know, middle school at that, because, you know, people are getting in relationships early.
Yeah, because that's where it starts.
You start going through drama before you hit puberty. You start having drama before you hit.
Absolutely.
You start having men and women problems before you even hit puberty. And I'm thinking like, wow. Like, you ain't gave yourself no time because you looking for love in all the wrong places. Make that a single. Make that a single, Camille. But like I said, all the wrong places. And we don't even realize we doing it sometimes. But if we just take a step back and, and like, wait a minute, hold on. I keep getting the same thing. It's the same old two steps. Like, something got to change here, you know. And, I tell my guy friends all the time, like, why don't you just take some time out to yourself? Every time I look around, you got a different woman. Or you talking to somebody different. Like, you haven't even taken time out for you. What can you offer somebody?
People have to learn to heal to figure out what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've been focusing on myself. Because, you know how life is.
Yeah.
Things change. It's been known. So, I remember the last time we talked about the two individuals that the single was about. And one of them, I was pretty much saying, that's who I truly love. And that's true. But things hit the fan.
Shit happens.
And things change. Yep, it happens. And that was a very, very difficult situation for me because I was also, I had some health concerns going on as well at the same time. And it was like dealing with what he did and dealing with that and just having to pray a lot because I was like, I need to be okay.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I need to take care of myself. I need to be okay and just try not to worry and try to be positive. I had to go through a period of being in hermit mode and, you know, not trying to overexert my energy and trying to just focus on myself because I was drained.
Right.
I was so, so drained.
Wow.
That, like, I was restless. I didn't really feel like myself. But right now I'm starting to feel more like myself, and it took me meditating, it took me praying, it took me writing things out. I created a journal of everything that I wanted to say to, because it's hard that the guy that I was with, he is someone that I grew up with since like I was 13. So for me it was hard not having someone who was like a platonic friend and like family to me, not like it's no bad blood, but not be cool like we were and not be able to talk all the time and just be the simple friends that we were. That was the difficult part. So for me, I had to learn, you know, to be okay. Like, I have to be okay regardless.
So I had to find a way to heal. So I wrote a journal of everything I wanted to say to him, since I didn't want to call him. I didn't want to see him. You know, I wrote a journal of everything I wanted to say. And at first it was like a daily thing, and then it was every once in a while, and then eventually it stopped. And that's not to say I won't ever write anything in there again, mm-hmm. but I was able to get out everything I wanted to get out, everything I wanted to say at that time. And I also had a Reiki session. I don't know if you know, or if you're familiar with Reiki.
Never heard of it.
Energy healing.
Mm.
It's like aligning, if you're like very, if you're spiritual or you know anything about like holistic health, then it's something that it's from the Japanese culture. And I believe it is, so don't quote me when I've read up on it. That's what it said. I don't want to say that and I'm wrong, but it is from a culture, and it's about aligning chakras and healing. So I went to someone who is, her name is Sky, Mystic Goddess, and she is a part of the Healing Sisters, which consists of her and Dee Dee. Both Sky and Dee Dee, they believe in the fact that people don't heal other people, but we heal ourselves. And what we do is we just give each other tools, or, you know, of course we have, because I'm not sure what everybody believes in as far as your listeners, but I would say whoever your God or source is, I believe in God, so I'll say that, but whoever everyone's God or source is, that's who would help give you the tools, or go through other people to give you tools. Like, you know, in Christianity we say, you know, interceding, or, you know, God is speaking through us. So that's something that I believe, that God speaks through other people to help you. So with Sky, I talked to her about the entire situation, which was a very crazy and long situation, and I told her everything that was going on with me, and what her question to me was, like, how was I feeling, and how did I want to start feeling, and how I primarily was feeling was hurt, and I was feeling drained, and I didn't want to feel that way. I wanted to feel forgiving. I wanted to forgive. I wanted to feel like I can be able to love moving forward, and I wanted to feel better. I didn't want to feel how I was feeling. And I must say, after my session, we do weekly or bi-weekly check-ins, and she sends me videos about, you know, keeping a high vibrations, and I try to just stay positive. But I will say, the reason why I brought this up is one of the tasks that she gave me, she told me to of course, implement self-care, but something she told me to do was, don't keep talking about the situation negatively. Don't keep feeding negative energy into the situation, because all you're going to keep getting is more negativity. She said, I know you do music, but don't write a negative song. And she said, if you need to just write it to get it out, do it. But recording it and dwelling on that, don't do that. She said, something I would suggest is talking about love, or what do you seek, or what are your desires. So I created a song called MTA, which stands for More Than Anything, and that's one of the songs on the EP. And it's featuring my best friend, Zoe. So that song, I start off and I say, I want to love, and I'm talking about the real kind. And I'll just give you that line. But I'm saying that's what I want. I don't want anything fake. I don't want the drama.
Right.
I want another. I'll give you another line. I said, I need spiritual, and I need emperor energy, which is in, like, a lot of people talk about, like, emperor energy, or being a king or empress and being a queen. Right. Like, emperor energy is that alpha man who is respectful, who cares,
yes,
you know, doesn't have all the drama, who will work things out, like we talked about earlier, that unconditional love, not just physical stuff, or not trying to understand people, or like, you should try to understand your partner, whoever you're with. So that's what that song is about. And me having that mindset and actually creating a song like that started to help me feel better, because I'm like, okay, like, if you believe, if you manifest, if you, you know, write down or pray about certain things and meditate on certain things that's positive, you will attract those positive things.
Amen. I love it. I love the fact that you're in this space and that you're putting out those good vibes, because, you know, with that energy, it's bound to return a hundredfold, you know, because what we put out, we get back, you know, and sometimes we don't yield a harvest right away, but, you know, it's bound to happen sooner or later. And I'm just really thankful because you have not only given me a different perspective, but you've given me a lot of thought about, you know, just being a woman in general. You know, I listen to your music and I put it to some things and, you know, so forth. And it made me realize, like, wow, I was in that space too, you know. And sometimes women don't want to talk about their hurt. They don't want to talk about the pain, but that's a process of healing. You know, no, don't talk about it all the time. And like you said, the young lady told you, don't put the negative on there, but look at it from this way. It's out. You know, it's not laying dormant. It's not sitting there, you know, twiddling in your body, but it's actually out, you know, and you were able to share it. You were able to get through it because, you know, sometimes we feel like we're the only ones going through something, and that's not the case. You know, somebody's situation may be 10 times worse than yours, you know, but at that time we were selfishly thinking, oh my God, woe is me, or I'm the victim, or I'm this, or I'm that. And we put a label on it. You know, and sometimes it takes us longer to heal than others, you know, it does, you know, and thank God we get through that with people that we're connected with and people that are in our lives for a season and a reason. So I'm just really thankful that you gave this perspective this evening. I'm so excited about your EP coming out and your music in general. I would love to hear more of it on your Instagram page. So when everything drops, I definitely am excited. And I can't wait to promote it more, you know, just going forward. And I you know, I see a bright, wonderful future for you. And I just hope that, you know, God continues just to bless you going forward. Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So with that, you're welcome. With that being said, this is the K to the A to the male with Lauren. I can't say it like she can, but Lauren, let them know where they can find you, where your music is, and your platform before we get off.
Okay, you can find me at Kamel, K-A-M-E-L, _ Lauren, L-A-U-R-Y-N, on Instagram and Twitter, on all music platforms, YouTube, Tidal, Apple Music, Google Play, Amazon Music. You can find me at Kamel Lauren, K-A-M-E-L, and Lauren, L-A-U-R-Y-N. So you can pretty much look up my name and find the links to anything I'm involved in. I also do have a boutique that I am starting with my F2020 shirt, which I'll quickly just explain. F2020 is for effing the negative things that happened in 2020.
Uh-huh.
But how can you evolve, or how are you evolving for the future?
Mm-hmm.
So that's just one of my logos, but my brand is actually for anything that I'm involved in. So if I'm in partnership with another brand, people will receive the promo codes that I have with that. And then my actual, like, logos or whatever is written on the shirts, whether it's a mantra or it's an affirmation, it will be something that's personally connected to me and what my belief system is, or it will be from a project. So I will tell you guys that I am dropping EP merch, and it will be online for people to purchase. So I'm excited about that because I haven't really shared that with anybody. So I am excited that there will be an EP merch to go with Love Plays. So there will be some themed Love Plays merchandise, whether it will be a phone case or a hoodie or a long sleeve shirt, since it's the winter time. I want you guys to enjoy my products, and I'm excited.
Amen. That's what I'm talking about. Let that fire burn. This girl is on fire. I can't sing. This girl is on fire. Well, you guys heard it from Miss K. I mean, Camille, Lauren. This is your girl. Indeed, indeed. So you guys stay tuned for more Thriving Thursday, Girl Talk, Wellness Wednesday, Fashionable Friday. And we're going to get out of here with a little bit of Al Green tonight because you know it's about love and happiness. If it's going to play. Boy, that's it. And it would. YouTube is getting on my nerves with all these commercials. Let's see. Yeah, we'll let it play out. Well, thank you so much, Sugar Pie.
Thank you so much for having me.
Likewise. And like I said, I cannot wait to, if you want to email me your music, I definitely, I'm going to be using it on.
I will. That's what I was wondering, if you wanted to hear my unreleased music when you emailed me. So I can definitely send you some.
Oh, by all means. I'm going to use the other one. I think my schedule has been something crazy. So I definitely still need to use your music on some of the platforms I've been, you know, coming up with. So I'm just trying to find the right one. So I definitely can use it on this one. I can use it on Wellness Wednesdays because it's all about healing. So just trying to find the right avenue to put it on. Because I know most of the time my girl talks are about relationships. So I definitely want to be able to put it out there and definitely promote it. I'm so excited for you, darling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, love. I won't hold any more of your time. You likewise. And we shall talk again. Like I said, if you have any more new pictures, which I'm so upset because when I came to Atlanta, I could have did some pictures with you. I could have, yeah, but yeah. My brain was somewhere else.
I came to Atlanta, I didn't even know.
It was very short. Okay, that'll work. That'll work. So,
thank you. You're welcome. I'm not sure if you want the promo material from the EP. I can send you that as well. So just let me know what you need and I'll send it to you.
Well, let's not do that until you drop it. You know, until everything is ready. I don't want to put anything out you're not ready to put out. So I always want to respect the artists and their craft. So let's just wait until you put it out.
Well, I bet there's certain pictures like... one of them, I didn't even get to talk about that, but two of the movies that are inspirations for the EP is To All the Boys I Loved Before, and then also Two Can Play That Game.
Oh, that's my movie.
So I took some pictures, or I have like pictures that are kind of similar to those movies.
Okay.
And I have those that are already on my page, so I can...